New details are drawing attention to a former top official at the Southern Poverty Law Center, the organization best known for tracking hate groups and extremism.
It's always worse than we thought.
According to the Justice Department's expanding case against the SPLC, a senior official, identified in court documents as Employee 2, was in a romantic relationship with a confidential informant embedded inside the white supremacist group National Alliance.
They didn't just pay him to foment the hate they told their donors they were fighting. They actually dated him.
The superseding indictment alleges the informant, known as Field Source Number 9, received more than $1 million in payments from the SPLC over several years. Prosecutors also claim Employee 2 and the informant shared a home and two joint bank accounts. The indictment alleges approximately $140,000 in donor money ultimately flowed into those accounts and was used to pay the couple's personal living expenses. While the indictment does not identify Employee 2 by name, news reports have identified the person as Heidi Barrick, the former director of the SPLC's intelligence project and a prominent researcher of white supremacist movements.